Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey Zen friends, so we are back with Christine, but you guys didn't know that.
No, we've taken the show on the road today. We're out of the closet and in Christine Mueller's office, which, by the way, Christine, I'm going to just move in and
come on,
start
anytime.
Working from your office. So I'm just going to rent out a little space right over here.
I'll make a little corner for Shannon.
No, it's perfect.
You and the cats.
I love it.
Me and the cats.
You and Baker can hang out. Right. So if you do hear some friends joining us today, it's not Georgie. It is Christine's kitty cats. And what are their names?
Baker and Joey.
Baker and Joey. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
They've already tried to paw and get in.
Baker has tried to beast his way through.
He's a big cat.
He's a large cat.
And he's like my favorite cat in the world. If I could take him home, I would.
He's like Garfield, but a different color.
He has like six toes.
Well, he has seven on one front paw and I think eight on the other front paw.
It's really cool.
He is like the unicorn of cats.
He is the unicorn of cats. But he's not a cat. He's like part dog, part human. We're not sure what he is, but he's amazing.
But he can't do anything with those paws.
He doesn't know he has them. No.
He's like, doo doo.
He's like, why are they so big? You know? And we're like, maybe he'll learn to open a door. Or maybe he'll learn to flush the toilet. Doesn't know he has them.
Okay.
But that's okay.
He's
adorable. He's a big ball love.
Yeah. Aww. He is really cute.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a cat person, but that cat is super cute.
I agree. I have like a little bit of an obsession with him. Like
I know.
Everything that he does. I'm like, that is so cute.
I know.
You put little hats on him. He just looks at you like,
hey. For Christmas one year, we got elf hats and we put them on our kids.
That was our Christmas card before we had kids.
That's perfect.
Awesome.
Yes. That is awesome.
Oh, so you had these cats before kids?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
So do Charlotte and Thomas like carry him around? Like,
you can't carry Joey because he's like he's a normal cat. He gets pissed off.
Okay.
Avoids people. You know.
Right.
He's a cat. Baker loves it. You know, she'll like drag him around the house, and he'll just like have this look of fright. But
he's like, I'm never run away.
Yeah, he's totally cool.
Puts her in like a stroller. Like strolls him around.
Well, yeah, he sleeps in. We had a car seat. This week he slept in the car seat. We used to put him in the stroller.
Oh my gosh.
He used to sleep in every child contraption.
Right.
You know, he was devastated when we got rid of all those things. Like the bouncy, he would get in the bouncy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like your kids, like jumping.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, this is fun.
Yeah.
He loved it.
I can see his little head like, this is fun, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll send you pictures. He's been in every child thing you can imagine.
That is
Oh my gosh. What a fun cat.
Yeah, he's great.
So, we're not going to talk about a crazy cat lady.
Sorry.
We are going to talk about Christine and how nice she is. So yes, we're so happy to be with her. So, if you don't know Christine, she's the wondrous eye behind all of our photos.
Oh, yes, she does. She captures magic like I have never seen. And I will tell you, my mom is your biggest fan.
I love her.
She takes like her little phone and she's like, look at these photos. Like, Christine
she's
is so, so good. Like,
she's so adorable. She comments on everything. And I'm like, thanks, Sherry. Never met her.
She loves you. And she is awesome. So proud of you. And, you know, shows
off
your work to all her friends.
Yeah. She's so proud.
She'll be here next week. You can meet her.
I love it. I want to.
Yeah.
That's good, Sherry. Yeah, you want to take some pictures? So she's a huge fan, as we are. I mean, we are all huge fans because
you
have like such an incredible eye that I don't even understand how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's you capture magic. That's what
thank you
do.
You.
It
That's
needs
nice
to be
of you guys to
Christine
say, but
magic capture.
And you can kind of see like how, like when I see, I don't even have to see your name above something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's Christine. Like, it's just as I scroll.
That is such a compliment.
Yeah. I know, because you have like
an identifiable like look, and it's beautiful.
It's like a look or a light or
thank you.
I don't know what it is, but it's like, oh, there's Christine.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of you guys to say, but I tell everybody that you all are doing it all, you know, because it's not like I'm making you all do something. I mean, you all do it. I'm just there and I freeze it. So it's really, I just work with really great people.
You're so great.
Well, that's just so nice. Okay, guys, I can leave now.
Yeah.
Drop mic. Really. But if you don't know Christine, she's super artistic. And looking around her office,
yes.
We will take some of this and put it on our, I've seen this office before, but it's kind of gone through a transformation, and you're transforming your house to like kind of go through this. House. What would you call this decor? Like,
oh my God, what would you call
Mexican
it?
Mexican chic?
Like,
there's like some Southwestern vibe.
Southwestern. A little Southwestern, very natural fibers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kind of a lot of natural textures. Yeah. Textures. I don't know what you call that.
It's beautiful.
But I love it.
No, it is great though. And it's very it's much perfect. Like your personality. I'd say it's like Southwest boho.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's your thing now.
Yeah. Southwest boho. A little monotone. I love
it. Yeah. Yes. No, I love it. It's great.
Nature.
It's really fun.
You've done a really good job in here. So through all this, how did you get into all this photography biz? Where did it all begin?
It started when I was younger. I was the little kid walking around, you know, fifth grade, carrying my Walgreens camera.
Love it.
And I had no idea what I was doing. I just took pictures. It was just, I don't even think I realized I was doing it. It just happened. And then I would take them and get them developed, you know, and I loved it. And I was very artsy, always have been. Mm-hmm. So in high school, I really came into my own, and I was in the art studio all the time working on painting. I was a big painter. And then I went to college and I was an art major. So I hung out with all the artsy people and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And again, still taking pictures, got my first digital camera I guess it was the year 2000. And you know, it was like the really, really big one.
Right. And was it really heavy back then?
It was kind of heavy, but it was, you know, the screen was like this big, like an inch, you know, you could barely see.
Right.
You're
like,
keep
your glasses on.
Right. Yeah. And so I'd make my friends go out and we'd do all this crazy stuff and it was so fun. And then I studied abroad in London twice.
Oh, and that's so cool. I can totally see you in London. Like that.
It was
your vibe.
It was my vibe. And I was in the dark room more than I was like out about history major. So I was going to all the museums and traveling, but I was like always in the dark room. And London I picked because my grandmother grew up in London.
Oh,
and
cool.
So my school and where I lived, I could walk to her flat. And it was just like this really cool energy that was just, it was amazing. I felt, I always say it, like I felt so alive when I was in London. You know, the languages and the cultures and the history, and it just like, it lit me up every day. I loved it.
Did your grandmother still live there, or did you rent out the flat from where she
lived? No, I didn't actually live there, but I would go. And I would just kind of see, you know, and then I saw where she and my grandfather got married.
Oh,
that was really,
so
really
fun.
Cool. And they moved back here a while ago. But it was just, it was really, really special
really cool.
To kind of be there where she lived part of her life. And, you know, during the war, she had a lot of stories. And so I was trying to kind of envision what her life, and then I would kind of see where I was because we were similar ages.
That's so cool.
And
to,
it
like,
was,
trace her footsteps.
It's yeah, it was really amazing.
Oh, man, yeah. I love that.
And for being in your 20s to kind of take yourself to where your grandmother was in her 20s, like
that's a really
cool
thing.
That's,
cool,
that's,
right?
That's like a deep way of thinking in your 20s.
It was. I wish I had appreciated it more. I knew about it, but not to where I'm kind of reflecting on it now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really, really cool.
That's badass. I love this.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
So did you take, what did you take away from London besides just being creative? Did you take home like a way of your artistic ability, or like, oh, I really love this aspect. I
So I took away that I wanted to do photography more. I mean, that when I got in the dark room and I kind of explored that whole facet of it, I was like, whoa, this is speaking to me. I've got to do more of this.
Yeah.
And I also took away being a lot more independent, which I think made me more creative. You know, I went over there not knowing anybody, just got on a plane, went to a school, knew nobody. I was like, okay, I'm here. You know, let's do it.
Awesome.
And it just was like a whole new thing for me because I think I kind of grew up here in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a school that was a really big school, but I was still very isolated. And so to do that, just kind of, I felt like literally opened me up as a person. And I was, you know, so I was like accepting more things and feeling more. And it just, I think it just kind of put me on a trajectory, however you say that.
Yeah.
And just like,
you nailed it.
Yeah. But I was a little nervous when I was saying it. I'm like, I don't know how that's going to come out. And so it just kind of opened me up to be, I think, more of myself. Yeah. Like, find a little bit more of who I am by my way.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, when you were in London, did you find, did you drink a lot of tea? Were you, like...
I drank a lot of cider.
A lot of cider.
Okay. A whole lot of Strongbow cider.
Awesome.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. That's funny.
Are you planning to go back anytime soon?
Is that on the... I want to. I went back with Aaron's family, my husband. We went back about 8 years ago before we had kids. And I was like, oh, we got to come back and bring the kids here, you know, when we had kids. So that's like my goal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to. And it's going to be amazing.
That's great.
But no plans right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a long trip.
I just, we just went back to school. Like, I'm just trying to get lunch.
Right.
I'm just trying to pack a lunch.
I'm just getting to, 5 o'clock and dinner right now.
Right.
That is as far as
that's
I can
day
go.
To day. Day to day. Now, you do a lot of digital photography now. But do you miss being in a darkroom?
I do.
Yeah.
I kind of do. It was, just this experience, the smells.
Yeah.
Of course it's dark.
The developer. It's delightful.
It is. And I had, my disc man. Mm-hmm. I had a clip and I had it on my, and I had this one CD. And so now every time I hear those songs, I just am like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Invigorates everything.
What was the CD?
The Magnolia soundtrack.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was so good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is good.
It put me in this crazy, oh, I'm in a dark room and this is crazy music and I'm just loving it.
Right.
Like,
oh my, I guess it's dead.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in an artistic family? Was that supported in your house?
Yeah, it was supported. My brother is an artist. And my grandfather, actually, who got married to my grandmother from London, he was a photographer.
Oh,
so
okay.
In his basement, he had a dark room. Mm-hmm. And his passion was photography. And so he was a nuclear engineer.
Oh, wow.
But, which is how they met during the war. But he put himself through Brown University. Via photography.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like, okay, he is really channeling himself through me right now.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
So he was very creative. And then my grandmother was creative and my brother. So I kind of feel like it was very just normal and natural to be creative.
To go on this path.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Now, do you feel like your kids are in the creative realm?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they are. I think Thomas is super creative with his
brain. And how old is Thomas?
He's 4.
4, okay.
Thomas is 4 and Charlotte's 7. And he's always doodling. He's always drawing. He's always building.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of my husband in that, but I also see just a lot of creativity in that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
It's fun to embrace that.
Yeah.
As a mom and see that. Like, oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm like, that's so cool. Keep going.
Yeah. That rainbow for the 800th time.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. This will be the best rainbow ever.
It. They're all amazing.
They're all amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, what does she like to do?
She's just active. She's always running and jumping and playing. And, she just can't wait to live. We were playing Jenga at 7 o'clock this morning.
That is so great.
You know what I mean? She's like, what do we want to do today, mommy? And I'm still one eye open drinking coffee.
Right.
I'm
gosh.
Oh my God. She's like, let's play Jenga. I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
Okay, we're doing it. Let's do it. Yeah.
So she's just cannot wait.
Ripping over the game cabinet.
Oh my
gosh. She's 6:45.
We're on to go out the gate like a horse, every day.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I know. It's awesome.
That's so
and that's something they don't prepare you awesome. for motherhood. Like,
oh,
you're going to have to hit the ground running.
Oh,
and people
God.
Say that to you, and then I'm like, oh, like, no, like, really?
No, there's no easing into it. It is full fledged 0 to 60 in a snap.
I cannot do that.
Yeah.
I'm not capable.
I'm a slow
of that.
Warm, yeah.
I am too.
I'm like,
I have to get up at 5 so I can be ready for her at 7.
Right. Well, what do you do in the morning to what's your routine in the morning?
I get up and I meditate and transcendental meditation.
Okay, transcendental.
Yes.
Okay.
And I do that. You're supposed to do it twice a day. I do it once a day, but you know what? I'm totally at peace with that.
Right.
And I'm happy. And I'm
you do what you can.
I do what I can.
Yes. Right.
Not going to put a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So I do that. And then I do some visualization, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And then it's coffee.
Yeah.
And then I try to do some work before they get up or make lunches, do whatever I can.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
That's
do
amazing.
What I can.
So how
and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to, browse online for an hour and I'm going to be totally fine with that.
Right. I'm so intrigued by the transcendental meditation. And I feel like I've heard it 3 times And I always feel like if the universe tells you this three times, you should listen.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
oh, you should.
Now I'm totally like, I really want to try it now.
You should. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
And the health benefits are incredible. You know, it like literally is repairing your brain, repairing your body. You get more out of it than like a whole night's sleep.
Yeah.
You know, like those 20 minutes,
right.
What you're doing is repairing, and it's really incredible.
I highly recommend. Do you fall asleep when you do? I feel like if I'm going to be at 5 to close my eyes for 20 more minutes, I'm like, no. I'm out again.
No, you'll be surprised.
Okay.
And I think you probably can, but I don't.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I think because in the back of my mind, even though I'm aware of it or not, I'm like, coffee. Right. So I'm like,
I need my coffee. You're like, am I there yet?
Right.
Am I there yet? There are those moments in meditation. I've only experienced it a couple times where you do get to that next level.
Yeah.
And yeah. I feel like that's kind of like chasing the dragon. Like, I've been here before. Let's try to get back to that center space. So I'm very proud of doing that.
It's a muscle memory. You know, so I think that when you get there, your body just kind of, it gets easier and easier every time.
That's a good point.
And it wants to be there.
Right.
You know, your body's like, ooh, that felt great. I'm happy. Like, you're really helping me out. Let's do it again.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. You've inspired me. I'm totally going to try this. That's awesome. That is awesome.
We're going to start.
Yeah.
We'll do it together.
Yeah.
We'll see what we uncover with our meditation.
What did you see today in there, Brit?
Oh my God, you totally should. You all should do it together.
Okay, we're on it. We're going to take a challenge.
I'm like, I fell asleep.
Damn it.
Next time.
Next time.
That's great. Well, I digress.
Yeah.
So do you feel like meditation helps with your creativity and with your photography?
I think it just helps to kind of ground me a little bit. You know, keep things in perspective.
Yeah.
You know, not wake up and just like freak out because I've got a laundry list of things to do. It's like, okay, I'm going to start slow.
Right.
And then I can tackle it. And it just helps me to like get my breath. Because sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I have so much shit to do.
Right.
You know, and that just kind of pulls me back to a moment of like, you're cool. It's not the end of the world if you don't do X, Y, and Z. Just, yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel like that's something with maturity as you've matured in your business that has become more easy for you?
Yeah.
To take that kind of thought process?
You know, I think before I was always trying to do everything else for everyone, you know, making sure everyone had what they needed. And then, you know, I had to be perfect and I needed to be the best and I had to, you know, just make sure everyone else was happy. And if anybody would email me, I felt like I had to respond.
Right.
You know, like right away. And now I'm like, it's okay.
Right.
You know, so now it's like on the weekends, I'm like, I'm going to be on the weekend and I'll get back to you Monday. And that's been a really hard thing, but I'm trying to do that. And that's helpful.
Like, especially when you own your business and you feel like,
okay,
am I doing enough in my business? Like, I should be available. And I remember like the first year, like when I opened Primp, it was the same thing. Like, when I was answering emails at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and my husband's like, if you keep doing that, they're gonna keep asking, you're gonna keep like thinking that this is normal.
Like set a precedent.
So yeah, he's like, you've got to set a boundary with the emails. So now I'm like, okay, you're right. So like by 8 p.m., no more work emails. If you need an answer, then
that's great.
You can get it like and do like in a normal business hour from a 9 to 5 and that be that. But like you've got to stick to it and be like, nope, I can get nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not going anywhere.
I'm respecting my time.
Right.
And by doing that, I'm going to show that, you know, this is kind of how it works. But it's so hard when you're kind of the sole person. You're like, oh, if I don't do it, am I going to miss something?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, am I going to lose something? Or, you know, someone else is going to beat me to it. And
that is something that you deal with. I mean, because in this day and age, people are so used to getting instant gratification, like instant replies. So like if a company doesn't respond back and you, like if I'm searching for, you know, a photographer, I need to know like right then and there, what am I going to get? Instead of being like, no, wait a minute, maybe this person does have a life and they are running their business.
Right.
And like, you know, so I think as a consumer, you've got to be a little bit more lenient in this day and age that, okay, like I don't expect people to be at my beck and call.
Yeah.
So let's all just be patient with that. Like, if you're waiting on a replied email, it's coming. But
I feel like I should have an automatic reply. I'll get back to you.
Right.
But it might be a few hours.
Yes.
Or a day.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends has an automatic reply. Like when you send her something, she sends something right back. It's like a something. She's a realtor, but it's an automatic reply.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, that's cool.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
I have received your text or whatever email, mm-hmm. and oh. I'll get back to you and da 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 da. Yeah. Like, just letting you know, like, hey, it's cool. I received it. Yeah. I'm going to get back to you.
So. It didn't go in the abyss. Like, yes. Right. It was received.
Which it does in my brain. I'm like, I meant to respond to that. I mentally respond.
Yes. But then I forget.
Yes. And then I'm like, oh, physically, I didn't actually tell you what was in my head.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Right. Or you type it out and you don't push send. I'm like, oh, man, I thought I pushed send. You type it all out.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
And you're like, shoot. Oh, whoops. That was really
And then
poignant.
You forget. And then you go back and you're like, oh. And then it's like erased in your text.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, my God, I have to do it again.
Yes. I hate that.
I hate that, too.
Oh. Dang your iPhones. Right. Sending everything out into the abyss. It's so annoying.
That's funny.
So how have you seen that your business has, where did you start with your business and how has it grown?
Mm, I started in real estate photography.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy. You know, driving all over town and I was like, oh, can't do it. Had a newborn. And so now I kind of do a little bit of everything, which I love.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to be by yourself, it's good to be diverse, you know, because you just never know if one thing isn't working anymore, you got to have other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I do portraits. I do, of course, seniors and families and mm-hmm. children and that kind of thing. But I also do commercial. And I have now a print shop, which I'm super excited about.
That's really cool. Exciting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I got a drone, I guess earlier this year, and it's been so fun. And that was my way of kind of challenging myself artistically. Like, okay, I got the camera. It's great. I love it. I want to do something different.
Yeah.
I want to try something different. I want to be different. I want to be unique. And so that was my way of doing it, and I loved it. And I still love it. And so I have pictures of, like, from Mexico, you know, of the beach and the water. And I also have just DSLR photos. That's Baker trying to get it.
Hey, Baker.
Like, use the other finger. Right.
Get the doorknob.
Yeah, he's
funny.
He's okay. And so I have, you know, DSLR photos, but a lot of drone photos too. And it's just so fun. So I'm talking to some designers here in town, and I'm talking to a couple home stores here in town about carrying the prints.
Oh, wow.
That would be amazing. So, cool. So are these like large prints, or are you going to do like multiple things, and can they be available for order?
Yes. So they're large scale, but they're also, you know, if you want like an 8x10 or an 11x14. But yeah, so it's pretty fun.
That is really cool.
Yeah, because I love them and I have them all in my house. And for
they're
the past
great
few years.
Talking piece. There's one I love in your area right over here.
Kitchenette.
The area right above, like, is it the fireplace on the wall? Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mexico.
That's
well,
gorgeous.
That's available.
Yeah. It's up there. It's available.
It's online, guys.
So many people kind of complimented. And I was like, oh. I should do something with this.
You should do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I haven't actually worked out the details of how the online shop is working, but
sure.
Again, that's my vision and that's where I'm going, and it's
cool.
Something I'm going to refine.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for that. Like,
yeah,
what
thanks.
A cool new chapter.
It's fun.
So, but yeah.
It is fun.
I love how you took the drone and you're like, I'm going to step totally outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
sure.
learn how
literally
to do this.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, right. Okay, I'm just going to send this bean up. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's pretty fun. I get super nervous when I fly. Like, I'm sweating a lot.
So, okay. So, like, is it a remote control?
Yeah.
And, like, you're, like, watching it go up, but, like, then is there, like, a button you press and it takes a picture? Like, how does this work?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you see? Yeah. What do you
see? It's on my phone. So I have all my controls on my phone. I have my height.
Stop
I have,
it.
Like...
Oh my
you
gosh.
Know, everything is on my phone. It looks very technical and it looks a little scary when you're looking at it. And then I have all my manual controls for my camera so I can adjust everything. You know, the shutter, the aperture, the ISO, really anything that you can adjust on a normal DSLR.
Through your phone?
Through my phone.
Wow.
So that's basically my controller. So
okay.
I'm going up, down, left, right. Forward, backward, I can tilt my camera, you know, to get different perspectives. And then I just click a button and I can do video or just stills.
That is
amazing. And it's
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just get nervous. I'm like, oh, there's birds around. I, like, freak out. I'm like, let's bring her down. The birds make me nervous.
Like a Sully situation going on.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, I'm not a good pilot, okay?
Right.
Like, I'm gonna bring this thing down.
And I had to get a pilot's license.
What? Are you serious?
What?
I mean, was joking.
No,
I mean, I didn't have to like go in a plane, but right. I had to take a test online, like an in-depth test, and I had to pass. Now I have a card with like an FAA number.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, you have to fly it.
Yeah.
Is wow. there a certain kind of like drone size that you or for any drone, do you need like a pilot's license? If you're going to do this commercially, I guess.
If it's well, I think you need it for anything to fly and you have to register. And of course, I wanted to follow the rules. Yeah. But I think above a certain size or weight, you have to do something else. But mine's kind of in the general like commercial size. And but yeah, it's kind of
interesting.
Yeah.
I was joking.
I was like, oh, okay, you're really into it.
You're a pilot. Yeah.
We'll just add that to the list of things that you're badass doing. Got it. Check. Yeah.
I'm so putting that on our social media. Like,
but just hysterical because the funny thing is I absolutely hate to fly. Like anytime I get in an airplane, you know, it's like
not a good player.
It's Xanax and a cocktail or two.
Right.
But it's funny that I have this, even though they're totally unrelated. But, you know.
I think it gets worse as you get older, too.
Oh, my God. I'm getting better. I mean, thank God for Xanax, you know, because I wouldn't be able to travel if I didn't have that. It just helps to calm my nervous system because I'm on such high alert that my body is just so stressed out.
Have you always been that way on flights?
No. I think it was, you know, having kids.
Yeah.
I just, everything makes me nervous now.
Right. Yeah. Do you ever find yourself, like, as a mom, like, planning your escape route?
Like, all the time. Oh, my God. Right. When I used to go to restaurants, I've gotten better. I had to face the exit door. Like, I could not face the wall or face the back. I had to always know an exit.
Or you have your back to the door. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
And then when I'm in a hotel,
I
cannot be too high. Because that totally freaks me out because I worry about fires.
Right.
And I have to be close to the stairwell. Mm-hmm. And I always know exactly where I am, like at all times. And if anything happens, I am the first one out of that building.
Right. You're like, we are not going down.
I get so freaked out.
That's funny. I feel I do the same thing. Like sometimes I'm like when I'm driving in my car, I'm thinking, okay, if we were to get a flat tire right now, what would I do? Where's my where do I go? What shoulder's here? What crazy car do I need to try to avoid?
Right.
I mean, it is constantly like I'm playing like Frogger, you know, in my head. I'm like, yeah. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. And are you just exhausted? I mean, no wonder I am so tired all the time.
I am worrying about all the things.
All the things.
I'm working on that.
Right.
I'm just cruising the kids' spot. Although I did have the weird thought going down River Road the other day. I'm like, if I just went off this guardrail and went to the Ohio River, could I save everyone?
Yeah, see?
I know, I did do that.
This is the kind of thing
I did do that. And now I'm like, oh, damn it.
Keep going.
10-2.
Right,
10-2. Turn off that kids' bop. I know, but I think the fight or flight, it's like the mom in you.
Yeah.
It will never go away.
It will never go away.
Especially when flying. I still get a little bit more anxiety. I think I'm lower than average person, but it's heightened.
I do think like the past maybe year or two, I've gotten more turbulence in flights than I've gotten in years past. So that kind of makes me freaked out a little bit because I'm like,
I can't even think about it.
I mean, because before, my husband and I would jet set all over the place. We wouldn't think twice about getting on a plane, going, you know, across the ocean, no qualms whatsoever. Now I'm like, I don't know about that. But, you know, that seems kind of like, can we drive? No, I don't want to drive either.
And then you're like looking at the flight attendant. And you're like, well, if they're nervous, I'll be nervous.
Right.
Okay, what's she doing? Okay, she's still serving drinks. Okay, this is cool.
We're all good.
We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's when they sit down, I'm like,
oh, shit. Damn it. Man. We were coming back from LA, and I will tell the story really quickly. Just give me 30 seconds. We were coming back from LA, and as we're ascending, the pilot came on. He's like, okay, settle in, get comfortable, because the end of the flight is gonna get bumpy.
Right.
And like he knew.
Yes.
He knew.
And you had just taken off.
We'd just taken off. And he's like, well, there's gonna be weather in Louisville when we get there. So we'll keep you updated, but just so you know,
there will be no drink service at this time.
Yeah. And we were flying with our friend Elizabeth, who is a terrible flyer. Like I'm talking white knuckle like the whole time.
Yep.
I mean,
we love you, Elizabeth.
We do. I held her hand when we were starting to like descend into Louisville, and it really was like boom, boom, you know, up and down, screaming. Like,
people were screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean, it was bad.
We kind of went down. Like, we dropped, we did like a a drop.
Like a fast drop.
A fast drop to where I, if I didn't have my seatbelt on, I would have hit the ceiling.
Oh, like, my God.
I came out of my seat.
I've never experienced that.
So crazy. And, like, the entire time, she's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I'm trying not to freak out because I don't want her to freak out. Yes. So I'm thinking, I am calm.
I am peace.
Go into your zen place.
I did. I totally went to my zen place. And, like, we got on the ground and she's like, Shannon.
She looks disheveled.
She, like, so white as a ghost. White. Like, armpit sweat for days. Just like, I'm like, no, girl, are you okay? She's like, thank God. It's crazy. I'm like, oh, God.
But that was one of those, like, we were not prepared for that. So.
No. But that's also, like, on a plane, like, you can know where the exit rows are, but where are you going to go? Like, where are you going to go?
Yeah. Flight attendants were like,
we're going to stay buckled in.
Yeah.
You're like, it's fine.
That is a huge
No, so we like to drive.
So, like, you know, LA was great, but we won't be going back. Soon. It's too long of a flight.
Nashville's great too.
Nashville's great.
Indy.
We love it. Get all cincy. You know, we're totally cool in the drivable cities.
It's great.
Oh, our
mom idiosyncrasies.
I know.
It just makes us more human and more relatable.
That's right.
Like, everyone goes through it.
They have their things.
Yeah.
I know. It's nuts.
It's fine.
So I do have a question for you. When you make your lunch, I know this is completely random. Are you a at night lunch maker or are you a in the morning lunch maker?
I am an in the morning. I didn't know that that you could make lunch at night.
I'm the same way.
I can't
do a night lunch.
I don't understand how things don't get soggy. And I don't understand how, like, fruits and vegetables don't, like, you know, get, like, the hard or the brown.
Right. Or, like, if you cut up a strawberry and it starts to get mushy.
Yeah.
I make it at night.
Yeah. I don't understand.
They don't get soggy.
Do your pretzels get a little soggy in the fridge?
I mean, when they get cold and then they thaw out, don't they get a little soggy?
I know. I can't do it. No, because we're in those, like, tin things with the air, like, they're, like, vacuum sealed.
Well, I think you need to do an experiment. I think you need to make your lunch the night before.
They've never complained.
Eat it the next day and you tell them what they
crunchy pretzels?
I don't like pretzels. Mom, I don't really like pretzels.
Well, I'm kind of cucumbers and, like, tomatoes. But, like, and I put everything else in a baggie or whatever. But, yeah, I'm like, it stresses me out to make it in the morning. I'm like, oh, my God.
I am, like, laid out. I've got the lunch boxes I have there. We have little vacuum type things too. I've got the waters. Mm-hmm. You know, I even have, like, maybe a bar applesauce. And it's like an assembly line.
Yes. My daughter is eating her breakfast, we're chatting about, you know, either her dreams from the night before or what, you know, just about anything. And I'm making the lunch and she's eating and it's just crazy. But it's funny. Like, if I didn't have, I'd be like, well, what am I doing? Like, because I also play the game, like, can I pack the lunch, make the breakfast, and unload the dishwasher before she walks out the door. Yeah. So that's always like, and even now she's like, okay, ready, mommy, go. And I'm like, okay, great, yeah. And I'm, you know, doing all the things.
I totally race against myself with that every day.
Yeah. Awesome.
Although I did pack the lunches this morning because I was too lazy last night. So there are days.
And how did that work out for you?
It stressed me out this morning. It was a really busy
you
morning.
You did have a really bad morning this morning, so maybe you are a better back
at
night.
It was the boys were great. It's just the other variable.
Luna was a little
bear. So yeah, I totally get y'all.
Yeah.
I think their sandwiches may be a little bit more, you know, fresher today.
Yeah.
But still I'm still making my night. Yeah. I mean, I just like the idea of, like, clean up all my dishes, everything's in the refrigerator, and all I do is take it out,
clean
it
on top,
and then go out the door.
That sounds beautiful, I have to say.
Yeah, I know. It does sound like a June Cleaver moment, but I'm like, I can't get there. Like, I mean, I would honestly, I could pack it the night before, but then I'd forget to bring it out. And I'm like, well, shit. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'll bring it to you anyway. Damn it. That's on me.
Try it out.
Right.
You guys let us know what works for you.
Right.
Try out the opposite, too.
You know what? I might try it tonight. We'll see. I'll soggy let you know
pretzels.
How it goes.
I don't know about soggy pretzels. I don't pack pretzels, but we pack Pirate Booty, but I don't know.
Yeah. And Pirate Booty is one of those things, if it gets too much air, it does, like, it's like, it's like deflates. You're like, it's not.
Well, I leave it outside. It's like an automatic stale.
It's like a styrofoam peanut, you know? It's like,
it's just a little extra chewy.
Sad. Right. It's sad.
My kids are choking down. They don't care. They're just getting to the cookie.
That's probably why they're like, that's right.
They're getting to that cardboard cookie.
They're
don't care what they have to choose.
Right. That's
it. Low expectations. I set the bar low, guys.
Hey, you know, maybe just set the lunch bar too high.
I really do believe that. I was probably like a raccoon in my previous life because I could eat like the weirdest stuff and I don't even care. Like I was garbage diving in my previous life. Like, I have no, I'm like, eh. She's like, no, I don't like that. I'm like, oh, I could eat a banana. Like, it'd be half rotten. I'm like, sorry.
That's good. I got it.
Calories. We're good.
Yeah, just calories.
Fuel.
That's where we are.
Oh, the rabbit holes. I know.
Well, okay, so just recently I discovered that the numbers on the toaster are minutes.
Okay. That blew my mind that I almost had to like pull over when I was listening to you guys say that. And then when I was on my girls' trip this weekend, we were all having our coffee and I was like, whoa,
did you time it?
No. I was like, I need to tell you all something. And they were like, what? I was like, did you know the numbers on a toaster are minutes? And you could see everybody's heads like popping off. They were like, what? Oh, how are you kidding me?
Yes.
And then I had one friend who kind of started laughing. She was like, obviously.
There's always one. There's always one.
Right. And I was like, this is changing my life.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can play a little game with your toaster. Like, okay.
I did actually time my toaster. It was not spot on.
No. Is it, I mean, are you like 20 seconds, 10 seconds?
What, or is it 5 seconds? It was like a good 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It was not, I was like, I got the crap toaster. Mm. Damn it, Target.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Sitting on that shelf a little too long.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
It's a minute. It's clock a little bad.
We had a toaster that we got for our wedding 10 years ago, and it just died. Like, maybe 2 weeks shy of our actual 10-year anniversary. And it was funny because we got two of the exact same toasters. So we've had one in the basement for 10 years that we got as a second gift. So we're like, well, this is great. We'll just bring up the old faithful. And bring up. Nope. That shelf life was about the same as the one that we used for 10 years.
Wait a second.
Because it did not work.
The one I used yesterday was
broken? No. Okay, so...
Because half of it is broken.
Right.
So I couldn't get that one half.
No, I know.
And that's it's a four-piecer.
It's a four
And I'm like making toast at our house. Wow. I was like,
this one's broken. All right. So the toaster we had for 10 years that died, like it knew everybody's like, I'm like a 4. My husband's like a 5.
Yeah.
My kids are like a 2. Like we have a good like setting.
Yeah.
And that toaster never let us down. And then when you have to find the groove with your new toaster, you're screwing up a toast. Toaster, stop.
It's not super hard.
It is. It is super hard. But the toaster that we had taken out that we had had for 10 years sitting in the basement died within like 2 weeks.
And I'm like, too much toast.
It was too much. Like, I haven't worked in 10 years. Yeah, I'm retired.
Right.
This is ridiculous, lady.
Exhausted.
Get me out of here. I'm out. Yeah, so my husband bought a new toaster at Target, and it was great. Like, it worked, and I'm like, we're still getting to know each other. You know, it's a little temperamental sometimes. I'm like, that's not a 4. It's more of like a 2.
Yeah.
I'll let you go down a little bit longer. But then one side just is like, I'm out. You people are high maintenance. And it just stops working. And
I was like, what's...
Now we're only down to 2 slots. I need a lot of toast in my house. I'm like, I need a 4-slot toaster that knows what to do. Yeah. I know.
My they don't make toast like they used to. Either.
No. You need to Amazon Prime and read those reviews.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
Can you give us your toaster racks,
yes,
guys?
Your toaster, ladies and gentlemen. I
don't like my toaster either. Like, really? It's bajankety.
Janked up toaster.
It is. I'm like you. We had ours for like, Landon got it before you met me. So this is like 11 years.
It's a bachelor toaster.
So, I mean, like, no, it recently died on us. I was like, oh.
So, I mean, I'm impressed that they have like a 10-plus year life on this.
Me too.
It's
for rent. I know.
The better appliances. All the other ones are like 4 or 5 years.
Oh my gosh. They crap out so fast.
I'm going to get excited about these wrecks.
I know.
Yeah. I would invest some high dollars in the toaster.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
I mean, every day.
Good toast. Yes.
Twice a day.
Sometimes every 3. Day. Like, okay, so my kids really like, in the winter, they dip their toast in hot chocolate. That's like, my husband has taught them this. And they're like, it's the greatest, like... I personally don't like a soggy piece of bread, so I'm like, that's not my thing. But my kids are like, that's amazing.
I'm like, wow,
you guys are really liking
that.
Whole
hands really into them.
Yeah.
Like, just, we love toast.
Just
So this is not about Christine. It's all about
I
Chris.
Know. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
But this is what happens yeah. when actually we all three get together. I know. Like, yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. We don't like flying yes. and we love toast.
Yes. But I am really interested in the toaster, Rick. So when, like, let yes. me know when you hear.
I'll let you know what happens. So at the end of our podcast, we always like to ask our guests three questions. And our first one is, like, where do you find your zen? Like, where's your zen zone?
Well, I walk. Like, I was on, like, a 4-mile walk yesterday.
Oh, my.
And so I have a little route I go to, and I go down Glenview Avenue, and it's really pretty. And
it is gorgeous out here.
It's gorgeous. So, yeah, the Glenview is in the back, and so I'll do that. And I love that. I love a bath. You know, when I meditate, I think mm-hmm. I'm finding zen, even though I'm... Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I would say that's it. I love being outside. So if I can be outside, I'm going to find it.
Cool.
Or it's going to find me.
Yeah. Know? I love that.
You are very naturistic.
Yeah.
I know that's a word.
But, like, I love it.
If yeah. it's not, I just made
well,
it.
Well, I mean, it's true. Like, you look at, like, a lot of your photos aren't done in the studio. They're outside.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
I prefer to be outside.
Yeah. You really have a connection with that natural light that is really special.
Oh, mm-hmm. thanks. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
I have a question. It just came to me. Who empowers you?
Who that's empowers me?
Or what empowers you? It can be what? Who, what, when, where.
Oh, gosh. That's a hard one. Probably my kids.
Yeah.
They're great little teachers.
Mm-hmm. They're great teachers. Mm-hmm. I think that our teachers teach, or our children teach us.
Yes.
And they were here to teach us. You know, they're coming here to teach us. And I think that we teach our parents and, you know,
yeah,
kind of goes on and on and on. But so, yeah, I think my kids for sure. I think they have a lot to teach me. And when I can, like, slow down and, like, quiet, mm-hmm. you know, quiet myself enough to hear and to listen, I feel that I really benefit.
Yeah.
So I would say they empower me.
Cool.
Just to be better.
Yeah.
You know, to be healthier or
right.
stronger or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say them.
Well, then my next question is going to be very appropriate. Are you team coffee or team wine?
Well, I'm both.
Okay.
I'm everything.
Yeah, perfect.
All of it.
I drink it all.
All of things. All
and things. I'm a big team tequila fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's a good one. Do you like margaritas?
I do, but it's a little too sweet.
So, like just lime juice, tequila,
lime, tequila. Really good iced, you know, like
yes.
Sonic ice or something.
Ooh.
Not
oh,
that
like
I
that,
ever
like
am
that.
Around tequila when I have Sonic ice, but that would be ideal.
Yeah.
You would love my house. I have a machine.
Oh, my God.
With Sonic ice.
I would.
That's awesome.
And my husband goes crazy over it.
Yeah.
What is your roll down the window song? Like, when it comes on, you're like, gotta get the windows down, gotta feel it.
No question. My song is Africa by Toto.
Yes!
The first time we heard that, I was like, this is so your song. And like, I jammed out to it for like a week, like after you told me this. And I'm like, yes! Like, and now all I can do is picture Christine like jamming out.
I'm I know.
Like, well, and then I laugh yeah, to myself.
Yes. Because I like to play all the instruments. And then me and a couple really good friends... Anytime we hear it, we all just, like, have this magnet pull, and we all come together. And, you know, someone's on the air guitar, somebody's on the drums, and somebody's, you know, rocking that xylophone. And it's just, yeah. I can't not listen to it and not, you know, drop a beat on
right.
an instrument.
Yes.
And every wedding that we've been to, you know, we're doing it. And, I mean, one of my more proud moments was at a wedding... And I went up on stage, and we were all playing. And then I, like, you know, I had the drumsticks, and I was feeling it.
I was feeling it.
I love it.
Drumsticks are here with me. He came to me.
Oh, my gosh. Can you please post a picture of
these? Get this crazy lady out of my face.
Here's the drumsticks. He was like, just go. Take them and quietly walk off. I just I can't help it.
Thanks.
I love it. I kind of feel like I'm not in my body when stuff
it's
like that happens.
So
I just like love acting out songs and
right,
you know,
just having a good time,
just being really ridiculous.
Well, it's funny because when I got in the car this morning, the Weezer's rendition of
That's
Africa
a good
was
one.
On. And I was like, oh yeah,
was it really on?
Yeah, it was. I was like,
this is just so appropriate that this would be the song.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's great. It is great. I mean, that is really like such a clutch answer.
I added that to my yoga playlist
last
week or 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a great one.
Sometimes I'm like skipping forward. I'm like, you guys need to hear the song. You guys heard the song yet?
You're going to love it. It's so good.
It's like a radio. And they're like in downward facing dog. They're like, I don't care. You crazy lady, get me out of this pose.
What's the next one?
I'm like, yeah, is this great?
No, too much. Well, Christine, thank you so much for joining us again. Or I guess for letting us come into your office and take the show on the road. Because this has been super fun.
I appreciate it.
You are a gem.
Yes, you're a gem.
You're our gem.
I love you all.
We love you.
We love you.
All right, see you soon, guys.
Hey Zen friends, Crazy Zen Life is 1 month old and we have loved all the feedback, but we want to hear more.
Absolutely, so if you're loving the show, go ahead and pop into iTunes or wherever you download your podcast and give us a rating. Send us a review. We love to hear what you guys have to say and we can't wait to keep sharing what we love to do.